Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios at hour number 3. We are glad for you to be here. We got a guest at the bottom of the hour, Colette Smith.
Wow.
Former NFL coach, the first African-American female coach, Rob, in the NFL. And she was one of the first females, period. But she's the first black female coach. She coached with the Jets few years ago. She'll join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL, Rob. And let me say this to you, Rob, if you haven't seen this. You know the Lakers are playing Dallas. Did you put shekels on this?
No.
Okay. Dallas is up without Luka, mind you, 50-47. I get it. It's halftime. We're not going to jump to conclusions. But Rob Parker, Anthony Davis, do you have any idea what his line is?
Oh, God. Because you're saying that, I'm going to say it's 4 points, 3 rebounds.
Close. Four points.
What?
Five rebounds, Chris, five turnovers.
I totally guessed. I'm not even lying to you. I'm not watching it. Totally.
Hey, 4 points.
What is it?
Four points, five? 1-5 shooting, 5 rebounds, and 5 turnovers.
Wow.
This is getting I don't even know how to explain it.
What do you think, Chris? What are you thinking now at this point? What is going on with this team?
With Anthony Davis. Well, with the team. Let's talk about Anthony Davis first, because we're gonna get to Steph, so we'll be quick.
Okay.
Rob, honestly, I just think that it seems clear that he rested on his laurels after he got that championship. And he doesn't seem to have the drive to, you know, just want to win as many rings, as many MVPs, and just be an all-around dominant force in the NBA. And Rob, you and I talk about this all the time. There's people like that in every industry. I mean, let's keep it real. Anthony Davis can sit there and say in his mind, I got a ring. I'm a Hall of Famer. I am, whether you think I should be on the team or not, I'm officially top 75 ever.
I got a big contract.
$100 million, yep. You know, several hundred million dollars in the bank. I'm cool. I'm good. Like, real talk. Because people say that in every industry, Rob.
Yep.
So there's that. Now, from a competitive standpoint in sports, it looks bad. But in life in general, maybe he's just that type of person. He's content. He's having fun playing basketball. But he ain't got to be better than Kevin Garnett in his mind.
But here,
I mean, maybe that's it. I don't know.
But, Chris, he's too young for that. Do you know? Like,
I hear
like
you.
Like, you're in your 20s, right? I mean, like, how could you not want – you know, it's a short professional – your career, most people aren't
that's
LeBron James.
That's the thing dudes should realize,
most people play like Bird and Michael. They played 13, 15 years max, Chris. And
right.
They were the best of the best. So you play 15 years or 13 or 14 years, and you got your whole life. You're a young guy.
You're
36,
young.
37 right. years old.
Right. I'm with you. I mean, look, and it ain't like you can't enjoy yourself. I'm sure LeBron James is enjoying himself as he, you know, pushes to be the absolute best player
there's
he can
no
be.
No doubt. I'm
Michael
just
Jordan
saying about going
himself.
For it.
Right.
Because no, we both thought.
Right. We're saying, like, it's not like you're saying Anthony Davis has to lock himself in the hotel room and can't ever go out and have fun.
Not at all.
But you're just saying when
see him
on the court, be the best you can.
Yes. I wanted to see him, and we talked about it. I thought it was going to be the exact opposite, and I was wrong. I thought after he won the championship, the monkey's off your back. You know you got one in your back pocket. No matter what happens, now you can just go out and ball.
Nah, you're right. Well, let's move, Rob, because I know we want to get here to a guy that certainly does have that killer instinct and pushing to be the best player he can be, and that's Steph Curry. And last night, he broke Ray Allen's record, we all know, for career three-pointers made. You know, no surprise there. Rob, I thought it was overdone. It was almost like, I mean, they treated it like he broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record. I could see even the assist record by John Stockton, which is so far out there that I don't know if anybody will ever break that. But that deserving this type of thing. To me, this record is kind of like the steals record. Like, it's nice. It's great.
Right.
But you know, it was overdone. But here's what I think, Rob. I think it was overdone, and we don't have to get into our debate that we always have, but I think it was overdone because many people, I would say most, I mean, you had Reggie Miller there last night, who's arguably the best shooter ever. He says it's Steph. I think, Rob, it was overdone because I think people viewed it as like an official acknowledgement that this is the best shooter ever. And then I think the second reason was because it was like an official acknowledgement of how much he changed the game. And again, we don't want to debate now whether he's the best shooter ever, but I think that's why it was overdone. Because, Rob, I mean, we've rarely seen moments like that get done up this big. When it's, I mean, it's one thing when LeBron, if he breaks Kareem's record, you know what I'm saying? But this is, you know, it's not, I don't view it as some humongous record.
It is? I hear what you're saying on your point. I think it was a couple things. A lot
don't
of people,
say because he's light-skinned.
No, a lot of people like Steph. A lot of people like Steph. And that's what we do now. Like, the broadcast, they want to. Everything's a big deal, Chris. Everything. If it's going to be televised.
But look at Tom Brady's records this year. Wasn't a big deal. No,
I guess. But I'm saying,
I mean, you know, they didn't stop the game. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I know. Right. But I think, you know, when they I knew this was gonna happen when they made the big deal when he was 16 shots away. You remember?
Well, I agree with that. You could see it coming, yes.
I was like, what? They're talking about that like it's going to happen in tonight's game? I was just like, he's never made 16 threes, Chris.
Right, no
like,
one
that has. That was like crazy.
Well, you, Mark Jackson had an interesting comment a month ago, and Mark Jackson, of course, coached Steph. And I do think, Rob,
and gave him the green light.
Right. I think he had a lot to do with Steph and Klay becoming what I think is the greatest backcourt ever because he showed so much confidence in both of those guys who really weren't very highly touted, you know, coming into the league. I mean, they were lottery picks, but nobody expected something like this. But here's what he said about Steph about a month ago.
Because I said, you know, Steph Curry's ruined the game.
Yeah.
People thought I was taking a shot at Steph Curry.
Right.
And I'm glad I had a chance to, explain it to him because I'm foolish enough to believe, well, everybody will get what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Basically, what you just said was a remixed version of it.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm going to youth games. My kids was younger. I'm going to their games and kids are jacking up shots like they Steph Curry out of those are horrible shots.
Right.
and the first thing they do, they come off the bench and they shooting shots. And instead of making a move going to the cup, they're shooting heaves from half court. I'm like, this is awful basketball. This guy has a gift and he has the ability to make that shot.
Right.
That's like me. I'd be ruining the game if I go and take that shot.
Right.
I'm not Steph Curry.
Right.
And I should not try to be Steph Curry. I should try to be the best player that I could possibly be. And people were thinking it because he made it look so easy that they could do it. They lied to themselves.
That makes sense, right? What are your thoughts on that?
I've said that. I think Steph has ruined the game from that standpoint that everybody wants to shoot threes. And that's the part of the game that, yes, when you talk about him changing it, even though, Chris, you know, that's European basketball too. That was a lot of the guys, the big guys, Darko and those people out there,
right?
You know, who played basketball. Yes, they all did that, Chris. You know what I mean? Like that's a part of European basketball. Even seven-footers are out on a perimeter. Larry Brown hated it when Darko was, you know what I mean?
Like, well, Rob, quickly, I don't want to stop your train of thought, but remember when we started getting beat in international competition in the early 2000s? It was because Lithuania and Yugoslavia, Croatia, all these places, they were shooting threes.
Right.
And they knew they couldn't compete with us athletically or, you know, just in many other elements. Right. But if they're getting three and we're getting two, then they're going to have a shot. And that's what was happening.
Yeah. No. That's definite. And Mark Jackson's point is spot on. And it's not a rip job, but it's just like it made everybody believe that they could do it too. And we've seen everybody's not a great three-point shooter. And sometimes you need to go like, no, that's take a step or two in, Chris. And make a shot. Can you do that?
Here's my only pushback. Because I agree with Mark's sentiment and I agree with yours. But it does, and Mark acknowledged it, Rob, it sounds like a rip job. And you can say it in a way where it's not Steph Curry ruined the game of basketball. It's, look, these kids are trying to follow in Steph Curry's footsteps and they're not him. Because, Rob, you know this. People said the same thing about Michael Jordan. Not with the three, but that, everybody wants to play ISO now. Everybody wants to go one-on-one and be athletic and, you know, fly through the air. And that was true. And people were saying that ruined the game, right? Too much ISO ball. When you have great players, like once-in-a-generation type talents, it's inevitable. They can do things that not only the rest of us can't do, but that the rest of the great world-class athletes in their sport can't do. And Muhammad Ali, Rob, arguably the greatest fighter ever, right? A lot of his fundamentals were poor, right? He pulled his head back when they took a punch at him.
You're not supposed to do that.
Right,
he kept his hands down when he was fighting.
Right, he kept his hands down. He didn't really go to the body. Like, right. All of that was bad fundamentals, but he could do it because he was so athletic and skilled and gifted. But if you go out there, other fighters try to keep their hands down, they get knocked out.
They'll get knocked out. Right? I used to be amazed by that. Like, he didn't protect his face or keep
right.
His, that was amazing.
It was and Rob, like, so that's my point, is that guy, even with LeBron came into the league, he was ball dominant, he was the system. And now if you go watch AAU, you see a lot of guys at high school level, AAU, whatever, they're ball dominant. You know, they're the system. And so it's not LeBron's fault. It's not Jordan's fault. It's not Ali's fault. It's not Steph's fault. It's actually the fault of, I don't even know if it's if it's avoidable, right? Like, can you blame young kids for wanting to play like their idols? Right. Now, but if coaches got to be able to coach them right.
Yeah, but that's the issue, and I agree with you, but I've been at some youth games, and I'm like Mark. I told you I went to LaMelo Ball's game, Chris, like a game here, and him and his brother just...
They cherry-picked, didn't they?
They cherry-picked. They threw up. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that was a high school team. The coach, like LaMelo was at half court. He would just stand there like the other guys are playing on defense. They would get the rebound, chuck it up to him, and he would step over half court and just shoot it.
It's amazing how he's become such a really good
right.
player.
He was so undisciplined and didn't play basketball. It was amazing. And I just shook my head at it. It goes on. And right. The coaches can't do anything. If you remember, they got rid of that coach, even though he let LaMelo and them do whatever they wanted. And they still weren't happy with it.
Well, that's the thing. Now, let's just face it, coaches aren't empowered. AAU is arguably more important than high school basketball, right?
High school basketball is not even the same, Chris.
Right.
Not close.
And here's the thing with AAU. Let's say you're a great player, Rob, and I'm your coach. If I try to coach you, like I bench you for taking bad shots, I bench you for not passing the ball not playing D, you're going down the street to play for the next team, and now you're kicking my butt in my team. Or I'm not linked up to you anymore where maybe I can
– You can't do anything.
Right. Maybe I can, you know, help myself come up on your heels, you know? You get a scholarship. Maybe I can get a better coaching job somewhere. You know what I mean? And so these kids, they aren't getting coached like they used to. They're working with personal trainers more than ever.
Yeah, but they're not the coach, they're not being coached here.
No, so. All right, is it fair to say that Steph Curry ruined basketball? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. You know we're down with AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help get you back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And they've got over 5,600 locations nationally. Look, AutoZone, man, it's the place to go. It's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Did Steph Curry ruin basketball?
And Chris, we do want to say, remember, we're going to have Hugh Jackson, the new coach at Grambling State. And, yeah, he was with recruits and parents. So he'll do the show with us another time.
Yep.
You know, just cool. Like we thought, right? That today would signing day. So we'll get Hugh on another time. All right, let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. What about Kenny in Phoenix? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kenny?
What up, fellas? Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, man.
All right, fellas. So my comment is, I think we got to take it to about 6-7 years prior to Steph. And I'm going to go Mike D'Antoni ruin the league, because with his 7 seconds or less, bringing the ball up and shooting as fast as possible, I think Steph learned from that. And Steve Nash used to go over there to Golden State and kind of mentor those guys and kind of show, like, Kerr how to run that offense. I think it taught Steph how to pull up from anywhere, anytime, and it gave him the freedom. I think it started with D'Antoni and Steve Nash.
Well, look, I think they contributed, obviously, to 7 seconds or less. But we had seen fast basketball before. Now, one thing about that Phoenix team.
It was in Denver. I remember when, what was his name? The Laker coach who Magic got fired.
Westhead
in Denver. They ran that.
Other teams, right. Denver used to play really fast.
Denver played real fast back then. That was in the 80s.
Michael Adams, remember the little 5'10 guard? Yep. He was putting up threes. And the Suns, Rob, they were a quick shooting team. They weren't really a fast. Like, when they would break to shoot threes, fast break. They wouldn't fast break and get a lot of dunks and layups, and that's obviously what the game became. We saw it. Remember last year, the infamous highlight with Denver when they could have tied the game or won the game with a layup,
right.
And they instead
they had,
put up
a
three.
They had a 3-on-1 break.
Right. I get what he's saying, but Steph is the face of the new basketball, right? I mean, it's not D'Antoni. It's not Steve Nash. It's Steph Curry.
All right, Tyler in Arkansas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good.
What's up, man? Yeah, so my take on it is that, I don't think that he ruined the game. He changed the game for sure. But he just widened the scope. Whereas just like, what do you do every time you throw a paper ball into the trash can and yell Kobe, right? I mean, so with Steph, you're just having kids practice stuff more, right? Nobody practiced 30-footers, right? So, I mean, over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see way more people be able to shoot from beyond the arc at a way higher clip, at a much more accurate clip. I mean, I don't think that it ruined the game. It's just going to change, how the game is played altogether, right?
But when you use the term ruin, I do get what that – it's kind of like, Chris, and follow me here, it's the same thing with baseball. Just the home runs or the strikeouts. Like, the game's still played, you know what I mean? People still get RBIs. But the philosophy and the way people do things has changed the game. And to a certain extent, some people think baseball's been ruined by that, too. You're not manufacturing runs, Chris. A guy like bases. Ricky Henderson, a Hall of Famer, they don't steal bases anymore, right? They don't hit and run.
Well,
they don't bunt.
Here's the thing, and just like with Michael Jordan, people overlooked how fundamentally sound he was, how smart of a basketball player he was, how great of a passer, a very good passer he was. It's same with Steph. Rob, Steph is an all-around player. Now, he's not a great defender, but he's an adequate – especially now, he's become an adequate defender. He puts forth the effort. He's not great, but he puts forth the effort. He is a very good passer. He is a very good finisher at the rim. His ball handling is really second only to Kyrie, and he can shoot the mid-range. Like, if people want to say, oh, he's just a three-point shooter – nah, offensively, he can do it all. That's what they tend to do with great ones. They just kind of focus on what their best attribute was and ignore a lot of the other good things they did.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
All right, we got Colette Smith, the first African-American female head coach ever in the NFL. She'll join us next to talk all things football. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest is the first African-American female coach in NFL history. She became that when she began coaching the New York Jets in 2017 on Todd Bowles' staff. And she was the first female coach ever with the New York Jets. We welcome in Colette Smith. Colette,
how
welcome
are
to
you?
The iCouple.
What's happening, Chris? How you doing tonight?
I am great. I am great. It's our pleasure to have you on.
No doubt.
And let's start with what I just said. You made history. What was it like for you to coach in the NFL as a female? And where are you as far as football now? Are you still coaching? Do you want to get back into coaching? What's going on with that?
I mean, I don't know anything else but being a female. So whatever job I had, I was always a female. So that's a difficult question for me to answer.
But in an all-male sport, obviously. I mean, you were coaching men.
Chris, you know, when I think about being a woman and being a black woman, anytime I've worked in corporate America doing marketing, I was the only woman in the boardroom. I was the only woman when I was selling new developments in real estate. So that's not uncommon for me. I was the only woman when I was doing construction work for 10 years with Local 79. So it wasn't a position that was different from anything I had encountered before. It was just different to the rest of the world.
I was going to say that. How did the players respond to you? Did they just wait to hear what you were coaching and see what you knew? Did they question you and ask, well, what have you done, you know what I mean, to get here? Were they inquisitive about your, you know, your knowledge and where you got it from and all that? Or did they just say, okay, she's the coach, they hired her, and I'm going to listen to her? What was that like?
They listened to me. You got to understand that you just don't get to walk in and say, hey, I'm the next woman. Their head coach hired me directly. Right. So they didn't question who else the head coach, you know, put in whatever position on his coaching staff.
Right.
So, no, I was never questioned. The guys gave me nothing but love and respect, and I did the same to them. You know, I wasn't the lead position coach, you know, but they listened to me when I ran drills. And it was a great, I mean, there were no ifs, ands, or buts. It was just, you know, if you were down with trying to win games, and we were all on one team. And actually, most of the guys were very proud. I mean, the guys welcomed me with open arms, and they were saying, wow, you know, I never thought about this happening before, but this is pretty cool. And I got two daughters, or, you know, I'm going to start playing football with them, or I'm going to ask my daughters more about football now. And So it was an eye-opening situation for everybody involved. It was quite amazing.
So, Colette, what are you doing with football now?
Well, with football, I'm not coaching any team right now at this particular moment, although I have been called on by a couple coaches. I'm still weighing my options because currently I'm working with my own company called Believe in You Incorporated that seeks to empower underserved and marginalized communities. So through my journey of making it all the way, let's say, to the NFL, something unprecedented to the rest of the world, to me, it didn't seem like that. It was just me doing something that I loved, that I was good at doing. So I am running my company. So I do football camps for kids. I'm doing two events during Super Bowl week in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to take on 100 girls, and we're going to do some football drills and some motivation, life-changing skills for them, and talk about L's don't mean losses. They're lessons.
Great. You know, you said you had a positive experience and people embraced you and were cool with you and the job you were doing. But, you know, around the NFL, we've seen all kinds of stuff, like with the Washington football team and ownership and sexual harassment and all kinds of stuff that has, you know, muddied the NFL behind the scenes. It's happened a lot. Were you just blessed? Did you know of anything going on with other women in the NFL, or were you just blessed to be in a situation where ownership and players and coaches had more respect? Or in talking to other women, did you know other problems were happening?
No, I was unaware of anything that was going on elsewhere. I mean, I don't care what job you have, whether it be in the NFL or some other entity. You know, there's always going to be a couple idiots in the room, right? A couple people that don't deserve to be there by the way they treat other people. I think everybody comes across that in some capacity in their life. Now, I did have one coach that was a complete a-hole to me. He was a complete a-hole. I'll never forget his face. In fact, I'd love for him to put a mouthpiece in and suit up so we can go at it. But, you know, and a lot of times it would break my spirit for a few minutes, and then I'd have to remember who I am and where I came from and who my parents raised me to be. So, no, I mean, I don't think it's being blessed. I mean, if that's the case, we can ask every woman in America and across the globe, are they blessed if they never had a, you know, an altercation?
Right.
Or,
no, I see. I mean, you have one. Right.
You know,
I was
but,
just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. I loved what I did there. I keep in touch with my guys. In fact, one of my favorite players from the team, and I didn't even coach him directly. He wasn't in my position. He's a linebacker. DeMario Davis, number 56,
yep.
was a standout player then, and he's more of a standout player now with the Saints. And I have major respect for that man. We would come out to practice, Chris, and when the whole team came out, the coaches came out, and we're ready to start practice, he'd already be out there, wet, from running his own practice, and then he'd be right in it. He took on his leadership position, and then he'd give 100% during practice. And then I usually got mad at the guys for not giving at all. And I'd be yelling at somebody, and DeMario Davis would step right up behind me and say, yeah, come on, y'all. We're trying to win or what? So this guy was a stand-up player. And then even to take it even further, you know, after practice, when we were all going in to grab some food and to watch film, break film down, he would say to me, hey, coach, can we run some DB drills real quick? I'm like, let's go, right? So this is a person that went above and beyond, and you love a player like that. Love a player like that.
Colette, the Jets are struggling, and they have been for quite some time. Yeah, obviously you're not on staff now, but –
no.
What do you see going on there? And, I mean, they just can't seem to get out of their own way. And the Giants as well. I mean, both of the New York teams are in a bad way.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be corrected there. Listen, I know some things that I actually will not say publicly that goes on, that I believe is going on with the Jets. I you know what? These guys, I feel so bad for everything. I don't know if they're cursed or what, but or they need me to come back. Maybe they need me to come back. But in a perfect world, you know, if somebody were to ask me, who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? I would say the Jets and the Giants, right? And I have to laugh because I don't know when that would ever happen. I hope it happens before I die one day.
Yeah, we know when hell freezes over, real quick.
pretty much.
Really, one last question. We got about a minute. There was a story today, I don't know if you saw it, where a kicker from the Jaguars said that during training camp or before the season, Urban Meyer came by and kicked him. And other players saw it. Player, you know, was on the record talking about that. When you hear something like that a coach would kick a player, I mean, anybody, a kid, but a grown man on an NFL team, is that shocking to you?
No, because I need to see the context. I need to see it. You know, I might have walked by one of my players, whether it be a woman or the Jets, and said, hey, you know, with my foot, get up, let's go. You know, what are you doing? I don't see that as being a big deal, so I don't know what capacity he kicks somebody, so I can't even engage in that.
Yeah,
you
have to read the story, okay, yeah, because it's not like a love tap.
It's portrayed as a disciplinary kick, like you're going to start making field goal, you know, kicking them. But you're right. I mean, and we said that, we discussed it. There are different ways that could have happened where it's not a big deal, you know what I mean? But
correct.
At least the kicker portrays it as that it was, you know, it was,
and it wasn't anonymous or off the right, you know what I mean? Like his name is to it, and said other people saw it.
Wow, but are other people backing it? I have to look at that story.
I think that Jacksonville is going to have to do an investigation,
right?
Or at the very least, I would think that players and the organization is going to have to answer for it now, because the story just came out this evening. And they'll probably be asked about it tomorrow. So we'll see what guys say.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think everybody has gotten so overly sensitive with so many things. I mean, I wish we can kind of go back to, like, old school and we just play some ball. and, you know, you cowboy up and you get the job done. You know, I love to do when I was coaching, I used to love to work with a program called STARS. And one of my good friends, Bobby Jackson, former cornerback from the New York Jets, he and I coached together sometimes, my women's pro football team. And we just worked on a basic system called STARS. STARS stands for stance, technique, assignment, responsibility, and situation, right? Go through fundamentals. I want a sound team. If you can't cut the mustard, you can go sit on the bench. In fact, you can give me your jersey before you go sit on the bench, and you can watch. Maybe come back next season when you're more prepared to want to win.
I had a hot dog restaurant in Detroit, and we used to say, if you can't cut the mustard, don't eat the Frank, but that's another story.
Hey, I'm down with that life.
Don't feel all like right. You got to laugh at that, Colette. I hear
no,
stuff.
No, I mean,
like
I'm down
all
with that
so
life.
Long.
Same difference. Don't eat the hot dog. Right.
That's right.
Don't waste
stuff.
My bread.
That's right.
Great
don't waste
stuff,
my bread.
Colette. We appreciate your time. And we'll get you on again. And, you know, good luck with everything you're doing. But we'll definitely get you on and really talk some specific stuff going on around the league. Because it sounds like you do a great job analyzing that. So
appreciate
thank you for
you.
Your time.
You.
Yeah,
and happy holidays.
I want to continue listening to what you guys have to say about Thursday night's game. I'd be curious to see what you guys feel about that.
All right.
I'm going to continue listening in, guys. Let's hope you say the right
thing. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
All right, Colette.
Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Colette Smith, first African-American female coach in the NFL and the first female coach ever for the New York Jets. We got a question. Do old heads respect Giannis? We'll talk about that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah. We got the sounds. We have The Odd Couple. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, I got a question for you. Real talk. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? Simple question. Because here's the truth, brothers. Your reaction time slows way down when you're high. Simple as that. Legal or not, your reaction time slows down. That's just a fact. And you not only put yourself in danger, which we don't want, but you put everyone around you in danger, which we also don't want. So stop kidding yourself if you've been using marijuana in any form. Rubbing it on you. Smoking it, whatever, however you can use it nowadays. Don't get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. It's simple as that. So drive high, get a DUI. It's paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob, Lakers. Listen, I don't know if you're watching this.
I am.
They're down 85-82.
85-82.
Yep, 85-82 right. To the Mavericks. Now, LeBron is having a big game. He's got 22 points. Anthony Davis has rebounded in the second half. He's got 16 points. And Westbrook's got 16. And they're still losing to the Mavericks without Luka Doncic. Now, they may win. They got a good amount, 6.5 minutes left.
Right. There's still time, but still it's a bad look that it's just a struggle. You know,
it's
like
just a struggle.
It seemed like it's just a struggle every night.
Yep. Aren't playing great teams yet.
Right.
I mean, Dallas is a so-so team, especially without Luka. They are a bad team, actually, without Luka. And it's Oklahoma City, it's Orlando, it's Detroit, it's Houston, and they're nail-biters.
Right. It's shocking. It's shocking that they just can't come out. Play a good game, win, you know what I mean? And
yep.
it's such a struggle. And you said it before, even when LeBron has big nights, it's still not an easy W.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lose and he has a big night.
Yep. They got their work cut out for them. But there was an interesting poll. The Athletic polled 118 former players. And you referred to it earlier with KD being, of all the players in the league, they pick KD as first to take the last shot. Now, you use that against Steph. But I thought it was interesting that he was second. You know, it could have been. It wasn't like who would you take, Steph or KD, to take the shot. It was of anybody in the league, who you taking And most, you know, not most, but most, the Kevin Durant got the most votes, and Steph got second. So, you know, there's that. But
I don't know when they did it, but those two guys also were players of the month. You remember the first month?
Well, they did it before the season started.
Okay, all right.
They did it before the season started.
I was just saying that, you know, those two were the first the player of the month. So I was wondering the timing. Okay, got it.
Well, they asked one of the other questions was, who is the best player in the league? 44% said Kevin Durant. 31% said LeBron, and at number three was Giannis with 13%. Now, again, this is before the season. I don't know that 31% would say LeBron at, you know, at this point. But Giannis was also coming off, Rob, a historic NBA Finals, and he still only got 13% of the vote,
yeah, that's
which to me is baffling. Yeah.
Especially the way he played, Chris, and what he was able to accomplish. I'm a little surprised. And I think that LeBron is just a knee-jerk reaction. You know, he was great. He's been great. He's one of the all-time greats. So it's hard not to put him on any list.
Well, I think you make a great point. And, Rob, let's just keep it real. We've talked about players voting for things in the past. But also, let's just keep it real, Rob. A lot of former players don't really keep up with the game that much.
Nope.
I mean, we have former players on who are analysts, right? They're paid
but those other guys, they don't
still talk.
You're 100% right.
So, like you said, Kevin Durant, LeBron, they might not have watched
a game,
but four games last year. You know what I mean? And they're just going to say LeBron, to your point. So, I think that is some of it. But, yeah, it is a little surprising anyway, though, that Giannis was third. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We will be up with you guys tomorrow, but keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, they got fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.